Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday morning, January 27th. 2021. Exactly 15 minutes past the hour, enjoying a caramel frappe or caramel frappe, however you choose to say it. Now, when we went to break, we had a question. Now, did anybody figure it out in the last 15 minutes? Now, the question is, we were talking about pies and Crisco and things like that. Now, the question was, and I'm going to know if you Googled this, what did women particularly used to use Crisco for that had nothing to do with cooking? Does anybody know this? What did women used to use Crisco for that had nothing to do with cooking? I'm shocked that nobody knows this, because I would have thought somebody out there in the listening audience probably had done this at some point. Because it was a common thing, I think, for quite a while. What did women used to use Crisco for that had nothing to do with cooking? All right, maybe this is somebody who knows. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I don't have a computer to Google or anything, but I would take a wild guess and say they used it for a moisturizer for their skin, because you can do the same thing. Lard is the best thing for a moisturizer, and a lot of people don't know this unless you go and read up on hair, skin, and nails and all that. I'm just guessing that they used it as a body moisturizer.
You know, they did. They used it as a cleanser and a moisturizer, but mm-hmm. and you're exactly right. But do you know, I guess that it did that for their face, but do you know what... why they were using it, I guess, is the best way to say that. I mean, it did cleanse, it did moisturize, but it also did something else that a lot of women needed to do at the end of the day.
Well, I wouldn't have any idea, what it would be, but... So I just thought I'd call and tell you, because I've used lard before, and it was cheap. You can get it on the store shelf. As far as Crisco you were talking about, I'm not sure if you can get that on the store shelf. But when I was young, it was, my family, we used it, and we fried chicken in it, and whatever. But, as far as something else besides a moisturizer and cleanser, I don't know. I'm just, I guess I'll have to wait for the next caller.
Yeah, you're definitely on the right track. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, she was definitely right. It does cleanse and it does moisturize, but and I think women were using it for that reason, that it did cleanse and it did moisturize, but women used it... I'm trying to think of how I can put this without giving the answer away. It did cleanse your skin and it did moisturize your skin, and that was one of the effects of it, but they used it for kind of something else. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
When I was a kid, which was a long time ago, the girls used to use it to sunbathe.
Oh, really? Now, see, this I have not heard.
This is not the Crisco that's like in solid form, but the liquid. They would use that as like suntan lotion instead of suntan lotion, because it's oil and you basically would fry out in your backyard.
So it'd cook you like a chicken.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now see,
but with the clue that you just gave, with the other caller, did they use it like a makeup remover?
That's what it was.
Okay.
They used to use it to take off their makeup, and it did cleanse their skin, and it did moisturize, so it felt good, but to get the makeup off.
Makeup off.
At
yeah.
the end of the... But
I hadn't heard of that. It was a good clue that you gave, but... when I was a kid, it was, you know, you just laid down in your lounge chair out in the sun and fried.
Well, it's interesting to me. I'm sure that Crisco probably did not protect you from the UV rays? Is that what
Yeah. No, it was, you know, it's just pure oil.
You know, that people did, so that is before tanning beds. That's how people got their tan.
Yeah.
They go out and fry.
You know, you just bake yourself out in the backyard.
You know, I wonder, let's say it's like 80 degrees outside. Uh-huh. Now, is that enough to start the Crisco process of giving somebody a tan?
I would think just it's the sun itself. I don't think it has to be, has anything to do with heat other than the sun hitting you.
That's funny. It's interesting.
You can get a suntan on a cloudy day.
Well, but it's interesting to me how people used to come by these things. And, it wasn't any, I don't think people gave it any thought.
No, not way back when.
No, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye.
Well, now see, there's something else that women used Crisco for, was getting a suntan. Now, that's kind of interesting. I had not heard that one. But the one that I had heard, and it as the first caller said, it did lead into cleansing your skin and moisturizing it. But what women used it for was to get their makeup off. At the end of the day, if you put Crisco on your face, it would cause the makeup all to come off and make your face feel good, I guess, cleanse it and moisturize. I wonder why Crisco moisturizes your face. I can understand why it would cleanse your face, but why does it moisturize? Go ahead, caller.
Hey there, Jeff.
Good, how you doing?
You're talking about making bar crust.
Yes.
The simple thing to do, it is easy, it takes a little time. You take Crisco or any shortening, take your flour, mix it all up real good, and then mix your bar crust.
So you take Crisco and what?
Crisco and flour, and then you make your bar crust.
Now, how much Crisco and how much flour?
Well, you use it according to how many pies you're going to make. You might need a cup, and you mix it all together, and make your crust. Then you put it in the oven for a couple minutes, for a few minutes, to let it kind of brown up, and then you put your filling in. And put it back in and bake it.
So it's crispy and it crisps like good pie crust.
Yeah. And all you need is the shortening and the flour and mix it all in real good and it makes you dough.
Well, hey, that's an interesting recipe. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, there's a pie crust recipe for you. Crisco and flour. Just Crisco and flour. That's all you need. Now, it'd be interesting to know flour versus Crisco, how much of each you would use, the quantities, but that certainly is an interesting recipe. Does anybody else have an interesting recipe for homemade pie crust or homemade pizza crust, which is kind of in the same category? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 as I continue to drink my caramel caramel frappe here this morning, delivered this morning by a very, very, very nice person. So I thank them for that immensely. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I have a very good pie crust recipe.
All right.
It is, they always call it an Amish recipe, that takes the flour and the shortening and some salt, and then in a cup you put an egg and 5 tablespoons of water and a tablespoon of vinegar. And if you make it like that, you can, you know, when you roll it out and it don't go like you want, then you can go ahead and rework it, and it never gets tough, and it's the best And I almost think that maybe the lady over at Carlisle's, that's the way she makes hers. But there's lots of books that has that recipe in that you use vinegar in.
Now let me, so what were the three ingredients you mixed together?
Water, an egg, and vinegar.
One egg. And vinegar.
And if you mix those together, you do that in a cup, and then you pour it all into the flour at the same time, and then you, but you can rework it. You know, a lot of times you roll it out and it don't go like you want. Well, you can rework it and pick it up and start over, but it's always a really flaky crust, and they're always delicious.
So all there is to this is water, one egg, vinegar, and flour.
You know, you have flour and shortening.
Oh, shortening.
Flour and shortening, and you do that just like normal pie crust. And then in a cup, you put the water, egg, and vinegar, and then you pour that into the flour mixture and do just like you normally do any pie crust. And you would be surprised how tasty it is and how easy it is to work with.
Now, why do you think that, you know, because I think it's the flaking, that when people are talking about pies are not as good as they used to be, is that what the younger women are, or men cook too, is that what the younger people are doing? They're buying frozen pie crust, or they're not making it right?
I believe so, but then, poor kids don't have the advantage of watching somebody do this. You know, because everything is fast food, and that's what they grow up knowing. Like a kid that doesn't like regular mashed potatoes because they're used to eating instant.
Well, there's definitely a difference there between instant and, you know what I've always wondered? When you go, and I think we really only have two big chicken places here in town, Lee's and KFC. Now, those potatoes, now to me, they don't taste like instant, but yet they don't taste like real mashed potatoes. What do you think those mashed potatoes are?
They probably are instant, and they just mix them a different way. Or possibly, I remember even back in the olden days, when my mom, if they didn't turn out exactly right, she would put about a teaspoon of baking powder in them, and it would make them fluffier. And but that's what these poor kids aren't getting now. They're not getting any, especially now. I just feel sorry for kids. I just think that they're really getting shortchanged all the way around because mom and dad don't have time to do just, and they, you know, think about it, Scott. Everybody has 24 hours in every day. Some people built log cabins. Some people sat on their internet.
Well, and you know the funny thing about it is what fascinates me about the whole idea of cooking is we really do encourage painting. We really do encourage crafting. I know there are classes before this pandemic where people would get together and they would crochet and they would knit. And people think of this as very artsy stuff. And I really have always thought cooking to be an artsy thing because there's a lot of presentation involved in cooking. There's a lot of getting the color right. There's a lot of food that tastes really good but doesn't look good. And people will try to make it look good. Remember the days when you would go in even to a buffet and they would put parsley on the plate with the steak?
Uh-huh.
Just for looks. That's all it was.
They say you taste with your eyes first.
That's
so
right.
That could be. But, see, you can't go to the store and buy crocheted items. But you can go to the store and you can buy home already baked pies or potatoes that you just stir some water in or whatever. But you can't go buy craft stuff. I mean, you can, but you're more likely. Besides that, it's not the mess, and a lot of people, they don't want the mess of somebody having to do that. And it's just a different world, and I'm not saying it's 100% better, for sure.
Well,
but I always think that back of, people don't have time. Well, you think of the times my mom stood at the wringer washer and washed clothes, and then she took them out the clothesline, hung them up out there, then she brought them in, and then she ironed them, and then we started over. Of course, by the same token, when kids got home from school, they took their school clothes off, and then they put on play clothes. But it's just different, and I would have to say it's probably not different, better.
Well, you know, one point I want to make here, and I have noticed this, and here's what I think the correlation is. At the grocery store, when they have these pies for $3 or $5, or they have the little, you know, individual pies for 99 cents or cookies or whatever, you know who seems to buy those? You would think it's the kids, because, you know, the kids are not used to anything else. But the people who seem to buy those the most are the elderly men. And I've always wondered if that's because, number one, they just don't know how to cook, or number two, they just can't believe the price. I think a lot of people who lived during the Depression and World War II and in the 50s, I think they go into the grocery and they are price conscious. And if you see a $3 pie, it really doesn't matter how much it costs. That's a cheap pie to them. Yeah.
Or how it tastes.
Or how, yeah. They just, it's a $3 pie and you know, I'm going to take that home and eat it up.
And I'll tell myself it's good.
That's right.
Because it's a pie. But also, back in the day, there wasn't very many men ever learned to cook, because that was the wife's job. He went to the, you know, he went out and made the living, and when he come home, she made, she fixed supper, and everything she made was usually complimented about. But that's another thing I think, you know, men didn't do jobs. Men didn't clean the toilet. Men didn't clean the bathroom. And then the wife passes away first, and there the man is. Not a clue. And I don't think that's going to happen next, because I think probably at this point, I think the men... I think that a lot of men make better stepdads than women do. But, you know, it just goes on and on. But that pie crust recipe, and I'm sure you can find it in many cookbooks or even go online, but the one that has that you put vinegar in is a winner.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 32 minutes past the hour here. And that does sound like a pretty good pie crust recipe. Let's see, we've got water and an egg and vinegar and flour and shortening. And that does not sound like a very complicated thing. And if that turns out to be a flaky crust, I bet that would be very, very good. And we also had the recipe where you just take the Crisco and the flour and put that together. I've never had that, but who knows? That might turn out good as well. If the line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 33 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, we all love to eat. We all love to talk about food. It's an interesting topic, because we all know when we've had a bad meal. And we all know when we've had a good meal. And we all have a favorite food. And we all have foods that we don't like. It's just a topic that will go on and on and on and on. 740-383-9944. But again, this caramel frappe, or caramel frappe, is very good here this morning. Delicious. Now, here's a question I wanted to ask this morning that we have not gotten to. Is yesterday on the way home, I stopped, and I'm trying to think if, well, you know, I stopped at the ATM machine because I needed to take out a little bit of cash. I stopped at the ATM machine on Center Street, at the Fayee Bank on Center Street, and I could not get this machine to work. Now, It is a new machine. Now, does anybody know anything about this? Has anybody noticed this? Because I wasn't sure if the machine wasn't finished, because I did not look at the green and red light when I was pulling in there. But is the machine not finished? And I did not get any money out of it. When did they do this replacement? Because I went there probably a month ago, and I think it was the same old ATM machine. It's an interesting machine, to be honest with you. It looks totally different than any other ATM machine I've ever seen. But I kept putting the card in, and I thought I'd put the card in the wrong way. Because I'd put the card in, and then the screen would come up, and it would say, please take the card out. Please remove card, is I think what it said. Please remove card. So then I'd put it in another way. And then it would say, please remove card. And I never did get it working. And I thought, well, maybe it's just not finished, or I don't know what I'm doing. So then I passed by this morning, and I saw a car there, and it was obviously before the bank opened. It was before 8 o'clock, and there was a car there at the ATM at the Fayee Bank on Center Street. Now, I don't know if they got any money out or not, but I would assume that the ATM machine is working. Has anybody been to the ATM at the Fayee Bank on Center Street and had to use this new ATM machine? Am I just completely inept when it comes to this thing? Because it's weird, because it doesn't, there are really no instructions on it, and it looks like an older machine as opposed to the machine that was there before. The machine that was there before was very easy to use. It was simple. You insert your cards and you just use the buttons on the screen. This new thing, I have no idea what you would call this. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
Talk about the ATM.
Yes.
If you want money out of the ATM, you have to go to either East Center Street or the South Bank.
But I was on Center Street.
So, East Center Street or the one out at South on the Avenue. I have done that before. That's the only place you want to get any money. I'm an ATM.
All right. Well, thanks. Well, yeah, I was at the Fayee Bank on Center Street yesterday. And they have always had an ATM machine. And I've always used that ATM machine. But I don't know what that machine was yesterday. It's a different machine. The machine that used to be there used to be green and white. This new one is kind of all gray. And it looks so strange. I was trying to figure out if it was an ATM machine, or if the old ATM machine had broken down and this was just there temporarily. I don't know, but I never did get any money out of the thing. And I don't know what... I mean, today I'll just have to go through the drive-thru and figure out if that ATM machine actually works. But has anybody had this experience? Is the same thing going on at the South Branch of Fayee Bank? I don't know. I'm there on Center Street. I'm trying to get money out of the ATM machine. And as I say, it's definitely a new ATM machine. And I put my card in, and it just said, please remove card. And then I said to myself, well, maybe I've got my card in here wrong. So I put it in a different way. And then it said, please remove card. And that's about as far as I got. Now, other cars have been pulling up there. Maybe they're doing something I'm not doing. But does anybody know the trick to this? Because the ATMs are so much more convenient than pulling up to the window. But this machine on Center Street, now it could just be because it's new. You know, anytime we get something new, it's a little more confusing than the last thing, the last item, the last machine that we had used there. But that machine is just about as confusing as any ATM machine I've ever used. And I've used ATM machines in other locations than just that one. I've never had an issue with an ATM machine. I've never pulled up to one and not been able to get any money out of it. But that happened yesterday. I had no idea how to work this machine. So does anybody have any idea? Does anybody use the Fayee Bank on Center Street and know anything about that particular ATM machine? And have they seen it? Have they seen the new one that's there? The one that was not there? I think the other one was there at Christmas time, maybe even a couple weeks ago. But the new one, I have no idea. So if anybody does, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you know anything about the ATM machine on Center Street? The Fayee Bank location on Center Street. Now, here's a topic this morning that I think will be fun to talk about. Now, you know, I don't like to complain. Now, people might have other opinions about this, but I really don't like to complain. But here's the thing. I normally buy soda, pop, whatever you call it, in 2 liters for the studio. And we have a refrigerator here. And usually the refrigerator will hold 2 2-liters at a time. So I'll go in there, and I'll put 2 2-liters in the refrigerator so they'll get cold. And, you know, I'll drink a little bit. And usually I'll probably leave a bottle and a half in the refrigerator. And I always come back the next week, and no matter how much I leave in there, it's always empty when I come back. The pop is gone. And it's never replenished. Now, I'm not saying people haven't bought pop here. I'm sure they have. But they've never... It certainly is not replenished every week. As much as I stock the refrigerator, because I probably do that every week. Put two new 2-liters in there. Because Friday's a long day. You know, I'm here for 5 hours on Friday on the air, and sometimes I get thirsty in the course of that. Now, I don't know who's doing it, so I can't say the name correctly. But, you know, what would you do in this situation? Because I like to come to you with these problems. Because these are real-life problems. And this has been a continuous issue week after week after week after week. I don't know how long this has been going on now. Probably 6, maybe 8 months. Maybe longer than that. But could you get, and you know what, I understand people are thirsty, and maybe they come here and they say, oh, you know, I'm thirsty, I'm going to get something to drink. Well, I have no problem with that, but why not replenish it at some point? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I think you should put maybe your name on your drink there that you're putting in the refrigerator.
Well, you know, here's the thing about it. There are so, you know, there are a few people who come in this office, probably 10 people a week, and I would have to know that after 7 years, that most of these people who have been here for you know, a while, have to know whose that is.
Yes, yes.
But it doesn't stop them.
Yeah, well, that's the problem out here, I think, that... It's going on everywhere. Like, I went to the grocery the other day, and someone had taken a container of that fresh food that you can buy over there in the fresh section, in those plastic containers, and they had eaten almost the whole thing, and then they just set it down over there in between, you know, some candies or something, wherever they were at, they just set it down. This is what's going on. I don't know how these businesses can continue much longer with, you know, it's happening, you know, with the public. So, I mean, your business there being, you know, not as many employees coming in, you know, it's, you pretty well can, you know, pinpoint it. But, you know, at the grocery store where it's public walking in, it's just a bad thing. It's called stealing. And there's no other word for it.
Well, you know, the thing I don't understand, and you know, it's a community refrigerator here. Anybody can put anything in it. But what I don't understand is if I drank
Let's say I found a 2-liter in there, and I was thirsty. I might drink it. I might, because it's an office refrigerator. But I sure would bring another 2-liter the next time I was in the office and put it in there.
Yes, because you're a nice person. I can tell that. I've never met you or anything. I am going to make you a banana cream pie.
Oh, well,
okay?
I'm glad to hear
now,
this.
I don't know when, okay? But, you know, I will sometime. But, yeah, I can tell. I can tell by the way someone talks, you know, just exactly what they are and who they are and the whole bit about them.
Well, I appreciate that.
You can even tell by the language. Now, you can tell I'm not educated. You know, I didn't go to college. So, you can just tell what someone is just by listening to them. So that's why you're where you're at today. And that I did wind up a gourmet cook, which I am very proud of.
You should be.
And so you have a great day, but I would try putting my name on it.
I'm going to work on this. Well, hey, thank you for the call, as always, and I'll be looking forward to the pie.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Maybe putting my name on it will be the thing. I don't know. I just, you know, if it had happened like one or two times, you know, big deal. A 2-liter of pop is not that expensive. No big deal. But every week. This happens every single week. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, have you been down South Prospect Street lately?
South Prospect? Probably not since Christmas time.
Like south of the tracks?
Not in a while.
Well, what's going on? There's a... You remember that old third base drive-through over there?
Down on South Prospect?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Third base drive through. Now, is that down by the gas station?
Yeah, well, right before you get to it.
Right before you... Okay, yeah, I know where you're at.
That says, I think, Red Roosters now, and that they're advertising oven-baked chicken. But I didn't know, like, if they're open for business. I never seen much advertising on it or anything like that. But I just wondered if you knew.
Didn't that used to be, what was the famous bar here in Marion? Used to
McKaylee's?
Be. Well, McKaylee's, yes.
No, that was on down yonder. This was third base drive.
What's in McKaylee's now?
I don't know. It was a cop bar, so I stayed out of it.
Well, you know what? When you're right. So if I drive down South Prospect, it's the little drive-through right before. What is that?
Was the little drive-through. Now it says Red Roosters.
I don't know if people could go in there and eat, could they?
That's what I'm asking you. I never heard about it. It just says Red Rooster Oven Baked Chicken.
But did it look like people were in there?
No, it never did. And that's why I thought, what kind of a outfit is this where there's no customers? I just didn't know if they weren't open yet. Or...
Red Rooster, how about that? So it's right next...
It says Red Rooster.
What is that gas station called there? It's green and...
Motormart?
Oh, Moto Mart.
That's one of those little fun play with word type. There's no R. It's not Motor Mart, but everyone says Motor Mart. It's Moto Mart.
What is Moto?
I don't know.
Is that like caramel in February?
I don't say caramel. I say February, caramel.
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see if anybody else knows about the Red Rooster.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah, maybe somebody out there listening knows.
All right.
Hey, thanks.
Toodles.
All right, we're talking. Now, see, there's something. Now, this is what I like to do, get information. So, apparently, on South Prospect Street, right there before the Moto Mart, M-O-T-O Mart, there is a Red Rooster sign. Now, but we don't know what that is. Is that a restaurant that has already opened and closed? Is that a restaurant that has not opened yet? Does anybody know anything about the Red Rooster? See, I don't live on that side of town, so very rarely do I go down South Prospect Street that far. And I had not seen this. Does anybody know anything about the Red Rooster there on South Prospect Street down by the Moto Mart? Who knows? Maybe another chicken place where you can get your mashed potatoes. Now, what would a place called the Red Rooster sell? See, in my mind, the first thing that comes to mind is chicken. I would think they would sell chicken. But who knows? I don't think they sell rooster. Red Rooster. Another spot here. Does anybody know anything about the Red Rooster down by the Moto Mart on South Prospect Street? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Information on the Red Rooster, which apparently does not look like it's open at this particular point. Now also, we're trying to solve the soda problem here at the station. And as I say, a 2 liter of soda, what, costs a dollar? Maybe not even that much. 80 cents, 70 cents. But it's just the point. It's not about the financials of it. The financials of it are not really the issue here. What the issue is I don't realize it's gone. And I come up here, and I look in the refrigerator, and it's empty. And I know I did not leave it empty. So that to me, I don't understand that mentality. It's kind of like somebody, you know, when you're at home, you can do what you want. You can live however you want at home. That's fine, and I would never judge somebody's house. But if you're in an office you share with other people, and it's just like, you know, I've told the story 1,000 times that nobody else takes the garbage out up here. Now, I don't know why that is, because clearly they fill it up, but nobody else takes the garbage out. I've never, in the year and a half we've been here, have ever known anybody else to take the garbage out at this particular location. I take it out. And the other thing is like stuff on the floor. You know, I also run the vacuum up here. I had to run the vacuum up here last Friday night. And I don't understand, because I'm not the one dropping the stuff on the floor. Because, a matter of fact, one of the areas that I vacuum is not a place I ever sit. So I know it's not me making the mess there. So I don't know if people are unaware that they're doing this stuff, or they just don't care. I don't know. See, when I'm at home, I have a different behavior than I do in an office setting. If I'm here, I never leave. And matter of fact, I'm kind of, I don't know what you would say, I'm kind of compulsive about this. I will not leave anything sitting on the table here, the desk, when I walk away. But some people do. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, about that Red Rooster chicken, baked chicken that is on South Prospect Street. It's right there. You probably don't know. There used to be a restaurant over there called the Starlight years ago, and then now it's some kind of a rental place, you know, on the opposite side. Anyway, it's right after you pass the Sims Brothers junkyard. And you go over the railroad track going south. It's like the first business to the right. And I here a while back, like back, I don't know, maybe in the fall or maybe last summer, I was going by there and I saw this sign. Well, I thought the building was empty. And so I just parked in that driveway there and walked around and looked in to see what was going on. And so at that time, the business sign, Red Rooster, was laying on the ground. So what I believe is happening is they have not opened yet, but they're going to.
But it says Red Rooster Chicken.
Yeah. It'll strictly be like, you know, probably like a drive through there, or, you know, you walk up and get it. But I don't know how they're going to be set up. But it's not big enough for dine-in.
Right. So they're not open yet.
No, not to my knowledge. I haven't been down that way, but the last time I was, it wasn't. So it's probably, I'd say they're probably looking maybe at spring or something like that.
Oh, well, that'll be interesting.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Ask and you shall receive. Red Rooster Chicken. Apparently down on South Prospect Street, and it has not opened yet, but maybe have been working on it since sometime in the fall, and that could turn out to be a nice thing for people over in that part of town. It'll all be based on how the food is. That's what it's all based in. But that's the way it goes. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Certainly appreciate the participation this morning. It's been a lot of fun having everybody call in, and keep on here. We've got about 5 more minutes left to go, and if the lines have been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. Kind of been a hodgepodge show today. We've talked about caramel lattes or caramel, which that's a whole nother subject, caramel versus caramel, and February versus February. And then we talked about pie crusts and what makes them good and what makes them not so good. And we got a couple pie crust recipes here this morning. And we've learned about the Red Rooster restaurant, which apparently is not open yet on South Prospect Street, but is going to open up right next to the Moto Mart there on South Prospect. So we appreciate that information. Also, learned that you cannot go to the Fahey Bank. I don't know. Apparently, the ATM on Main Street, and again, I don't know this. This is not news. This is just what I've been told this morning. The ATM does not work on Main Street, but on Center Street and the South location out by the mall, they do work. Now, that's not the gospel. That's just what I've learned this morning. So if it does work, don't yell at me. I don't know for sure. I have not been to the Main Street location in quite a while. So we learned that this morning. And what else did we talk about this morning? Just people doing nice deeds, which that's always a nice conversation as well. And do people do nice deeds, and why not? And also people who drink the soda in the refrigerator here and do not replenish it. And I don't understand why that. And as I say, this is certainly not a money issue. A 2-liter of soda costs about 70 cents, the type that I buy. And that's no big deal. And if somebody's thirsty, I want them to drink, but I just don't understand why they don't replace it. Because the problem becomes, I come up here thinking that there's soda in there that I have left, and then there's not. And that's the whole issue behind it. Now, people suggest that I put my name on it, but I'm not sure 90% of the people who come in and out of here can read. So I'm not sure if that'll work or not. Well, Glenn like that when he's in the studio now. We'll talk about this, Glenn, because I'll tell you, etiquette is an interesting thing. Etiquette is very interesting. Glenn, come up to the mic. You can help me finish out this prayer if I can get your mic turned on. I told Adam the wrong mic the other day.
No.
There you go. You're on the right one. Well, I like the new chairs, by the way.
I really like the new chairs, but...
I bought those. I'm taking credit for everything.
Oh my gosh.
I bought those for the studio, Glenn.
I've been listening to you all the way into work, and I do not steal your pop. I do.
You steal the bathroom key. Remember that whole episode?
Oh, yeah. Of course I did that.
Yeah.
And I do not put stuff on the floor because the only thing I have is coffee, so...
You've seen it, the floor.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Now, I do want you to tell me where to take the trash, and I'll help you out there.
Well, I don't, it's not, no, see, because here's the thing. Like, I would not have wanted Charlie to take out the trash. I don't want Linda to take out the
trash.
I'm
not as old as Charlie, and I'm not a girl.
No, but I don't want, but I just don't understand why nobody else ever, I'm not saying, and I don't mind taking out the trash, but it galls me for a year and a half that nobody, it has never occurred to anybody to take the trash out but me.
Well, it's occurred to me. Because I walked over there and smelled it, but it was usually when I was on the air, I couldn't take it.
Well, this is not difficult. I can tell you this on the air. Downstairs, when you exit this building, mm-hmm. You know, if you go out the door, if you go to the lobby as you're going to go out,
yeah.
If you go out the left door,
okay,
not the double doors, the left door, you'll see the trash thing right there. You just pop it open, and there's a dumpster, and you throw it in there.
Way back at the back of the parking lot?
If you just walk straight, you'll walk right into
it. Okay, I'll help you out whenever I notice it.
Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Just really quickly, guys, I don't think you were trying to silence Marion's resident artisan, so we got to figure it out.
No, wait, say that again. I didn't hear it.
Oh, I didn't think you were trying to silence the dulcet tones of Marion's resident artisan, so... that's from Monday, so we figured it out.
Oh, okay, yes.
You weren't trying to sabotage him, Mike. Yeah, you don't know. Who knows? I mean, the big issue Monday was the key situation. We have key gate here in downtown.
We have key gate, too. We have trash gate, we have pop gate, we have key gate.
I mean, this key situation, you know, had a lot of keys copied, Scott. I've, you know, as a property investor, landlord, person who's worked in different places, I have never seen a key issue like this. This is the first time, and I've seen a lot of key problems. This is the craziest key situation I've seen in my entire life, and it's been a pretty long life.
I tried to tell you, Adam, it's weird. I don't understand it either.
I mean, it's 2020 part two. That's what we're in right now. It's 2021. It's 2020.
Hey,
it's even crazier.
Well, hey, Adam, we're going to break. Call back in during Glenn and I's show if you like, and we'll discuss this further.
Show, guys.
All right. Yeah, it's a weird thing, you know. We've had. I don't want to get into the key situation because it's the building thing, but it's just it's a key. It's hard to make, and I don't know why that is or what's going on. But Glenn and I are coming back for 2 hours, so we're not going anywhere, and we're going to talk about etiquette of pop, trash, leaving the floors dirty, and maybe, I'm sure Glenn has some bones to pick about things in his
Absolutely
life.
Absolutely not. I love this place.
We're coming back in 15 minutes.
107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had you down, David Hartman. We have Marvin Kalb.